We Talk Wrestling is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. Check out the Geek Nation Tours New York Comic Con package, combining all the excitement of the convention with a tour of the city and the coolest sights for the superhero fan. You'll recognize locations from films and books and visit geek culture sites like Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, these fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, do the math.
What math?
If you're Addy, that makes me
stupid.
So we just watched the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yes.
What did you think?
Well, yesterday we had given the NXT show a 9 out of 10. Mm-hmm. And for the World Wrestling Federation Hall of Fame, I'm going to have to give it a 6 out of 10.
That's about right, yeah. So in other words, it's one of the best Hall of Fames ever.
No, I think one of, maybe. I don't know. You had, of course, the big news is we kind of knew it a little bit beforehand, or we had figured it seemed that it was going to happen, was the retirement of Sting.
Sting.
Which he publicly announced it. Public, if you will.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of chance, you know, one more match, Undertaker, and that type of thing, right?
And he no-sold him.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, kind of surprised he didn't reference them in some way, but...
Well, I think because he wanted to... He had his plan to... He couldn't reference them without talking about his retirement, which he wanted to save till the end.
So. Yeah, and he had his speech written out for how that retirement would go, so he just wasn't going to change it, which kind of sucks.
You can't... When you have something written for you, you have to stick to it.
Yeah, like Ric Flair.
Like when Ric Flair tonight... inducted Ricky Steamboat into the Hall of Fame.
Yes. Ric Flair was Ric Flair.
In Dallas.
Ric Flair had trouble staying focused. Which is why they don't let him go off mic anymore.
No. Ric Flair inducted Ricky Steamboat in Texas for the second time.
And he inducted Charlotte.
Inducted Charlotte, yeah.
Into the Hall of Fame. And, just in general, he's Ric Flair.
He just, it turns out, I looked into this, he is Ric fucking Flair.
It turns out that's an actual fact.
I googled it.
Yeah.
And he is Ric effing Flair.
He is. He was as Ric Flair as I've ever seen him today.
Oh, he was great, though. Really was.
Well, yeah. It was enjoyable. For a Hall of Fame, it was good. You know, like everything went a little too long, so it's like they can't seem to find a medium in between there where it's like either we make them too short and you have what you'd happen the year with where the Funks went in and you got both Funks having 3 minutes combined and it was just like no damn good,
yeah, exactly,
right? Or you have these guys just talk forever and it goes really, really long every year. And it's something like the Freebirds is a perfect example where there was great moments, and then there was moments where it was like, man, if you had trimmed that and trimmed that and trimmed that, this would have been the best speech ever. But it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, What do you think is the best speech ever? Is it the Jake Roberts stuff? Is it the best speech in the history of the Hall of Fame?
Bobby Heenan's. Bobby Heenan is still the best speech in the history of the Hall of Fame.
I think I gotta go with Jake Roberts. I think the Jake Roberts is.
I'm just a little biased because Jake Roberts ruined my wedding.
There was that, yeah.
So, I think he did. But, I mean, you look at Snoop Dogg saying that he smoked pot with John Cena.
That was good.
That was great.
I'm sure a lot of people were happy about that one.
Oh, yes.
Including John Cena.
Oh, fuck, that was fantastic.
Yes.
But, I mean, you had that,
wellness violation.
Yes.
Well, it explains
the fine.
Alright, good point. It explains why he had some time off, though, didn't it?
That's true. See, yeah. There you go, him and tight ass.
Yeah.
But, I just think that you had, you had Snoop Dogg, it's fine. You had the whole Warrior Award bullshit, that really... Joan London was good in her speech because it sounded like something... You know, like, she's
a much more natural television presence.
Plus, she's a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
And this sounded like one of those speeches.
Yeah.
Right? Where she just gets up and was able to do this motivational speech type thing, right? And just geared it towards, wrestling fans.
Yeah.
So that's fine. And then, you had Slick.
Yeah, it was fine.
It was fine. And then you had all of the Boss Man's girls there that... went on a bit too long. And
again, it's like too many of them need to speak. But then again, you know, like there's a highlight where we never had pepper steak.
Yes.
Most of them, like I say, had a moment or two where it was good, but you just had not enough, or too many of them. Too much filler.
Well, that's what it is.
There's too much filler as there usually is in these things. I mean, this ceremony, 3.5 hours, pretty much it clocks in at. That's a long time to just listen to people speak with no... action,
Yes.
I mean, why can't we get Torito being chased by Hornswoggle? Why can't that happen? Just break it up, give us a little levity.
And even, like, Carlito could chase after him and run into the wall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the wall, man.
That's the wall, brother. Got a bit of a Hogan. You got a Hogan reference, I guess, from Sting. And that was it.
Sting mentioned the Joker Sting, but
he did say Joker. Can I say Joker Sting? He said, "Well, he's retiring. What does he give a fuck?"
Yeah. Hey, he got a little bit of a pop for it. So.
He asked. Right? He's like, "Can I mention Joker Sting?" And people were like, "Yeah, Joker Sting was good." But I just look at. Yeah, there was too many. Like, you didn't need both Joan London and Snoop Dogg.
No. I'd say if...
And The Godfather.
Five people, maybe six. But probably five people is how many should be inducted in a year.
Yeah.
Based on how long they all talk for.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the Legacy Award, which is like a minute video for all these people that should go in the Hall of Fame, should be in the Hall of Fame.
We talked about it yesterday, about the Legacy Award, and how it made no sense... And then we saw the video today.
Yeah.
And it makes even less sense.
It pretty much does, yeah.
It's the stupidest thing they've ever done in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is.
It's like all these, you're putting in people here in this that should be, no legitimate wrestling Hall of Fame can exist without Hacken Schmidt and Luthes. Just can't.
Sure.
On the other hand, doing it like this doesn't really give them the proper spot or respect or moment or whatever. So it's like, okay, it's half-assing it.
We already looked at it. We already said it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like, we watched, I mean, the proof there was Pat O'Connor, right? Legacy Award. Is wrestling on the clips, is wrestling Buddy Rogers, who's in the fucking Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So, like, it made zero sense.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, it really, the Hall of Fame was a Hall of Fame. We got some moments, some laughs, we got to, Stone Cold.
There was the one incredible story from Hayes about, getting in this biker bar.
Oh, yes.
Like, that was great. You were ordering pizza for most of us. You missed most of the Dudley speech with Jacqueline. That was pretty great. They were really good. Sometimes the inductors were better than the people speaking.
Oh, yeah.
And Sting was really good, but at that point, it's like, it's just so late. But he had a lot of humor in it and a lot of
good stuff. He was good. So. And Flair was great.
Yeah.
Flair to me was...
But Flair was great because he was not for the right reasons, you know what I mean?
It doesn't matter. He's Flair. That is the ultimate right reason. He was great because he was Ric Flair.
Yeah, exactly. Because he can't stay to a script. He can't do...
Well, he said... He goes, they give me the script. And, well, first he comes out, he talks about how he lost Roddy Piper and Dusty Rhodes, yeah. Right? And how sad that was. He talks about the statue and, you know, how the company doesn't like it when, you know, talk good about them like this and highlight some of the good things that they do. But...
Which is hilarious because that's all the whole fucking thing is.
I know.
That's all the Warrior Award is. That's all any of this night is people sucking up to the WWE and saying how great they are.
And then, you know, and then he said, thank you. He goes, well, Vince, he named Vince by name, which is a big no-no. He said something about Vince, and then he said, well, I gotta get in trouble, so I gotta stick to the script.
Yeah.
You don't stick to the script, you get in trouble, and trust me, I know all about that.
Yeah.
And he opened it up, and he said, in 1988, I gotta tell you guys, actually, another story. He read two words on the paper. And then he went for like 20 minutes.
I like when Michael Hayes referenced singing at
Hunter's wedding.
At Hunter's wedding, and Linda shutting that down, because he in real life did do that, was drunk, they shut him down, and then they sent him to rehab based on that. And
yes.
Yeah. And that's kind of one of those things that's never talked about. It was talked about. So there was a lot of moments like that. So, yeah, I mean, I think it was better than last year's ceremony as an overall thing.
I think it
didn't have anything as good as the Bushwhackers.
No.
But as an overall thing, it was better.
Yeah.
And
you had...
If they could get rid of about an hour's worth, this would have been great. If you know, Jacqueline doesn't go in or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Or the Godfather.
Yeah. Exactly. No, the Godfather brought out his whole train. There was a lot of stuff they did that... some clever editing for the Attitude Era and for the Confederate flag.
Yes, that's right.
In the Freebirds,
no Confederate flags, and Godfather came out with the train.
Yes.
That's how they referred to it. It was the train.
The train. So yeah, I mean, again, yeah, and it was. I think it was three girls probably in developmental right now, and Ryback State. Is that right?
And I believe so, yes. Yeah. So we can talk about the red carpet special a little bit, because...
I missed most of that. You go ahead.
Ryback comes in, they interview Ryback, and he's like, I forget her name, Pamela.
Priscilla.
Priscilla, yes. He's like, this is my friend Priscilla. And yeah, I was like, oh. So that's the hooker that he called to bring to the to the show. That's nice of Ryback to do that.
Yeah.
And then... Dean Ambrose.
That's what their job is, you know. They're escorts. That's what they how they make their money.
Dean,
good for them.
Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose.
He came out with sunglasses on.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Mumbling and stumbling over his words, like I was at the Hall of Fame that the Ultimate Warrior went to.
Yes.
He was, I don't want to say hammered, but he was on something.
He was pretty fucked up, no matter what.
Yeah.
He's either in perpetual concussion mode, which after watching Ride Along, I'm thinking that's possible.
Yes.
Or he was doing something. Because he was... Well, you think Ric Flair lacked focus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He couldn't put two sentences together.
No.
But
that was something.
Yeah. And then we had... So that was about it. That was about it. Randy Orton was there. Of course, Randy Orton going to be on the pre-show of WrestleMania tomorrow.
Only have 47 hours to fill.
Yes, they're having, this is great, they're having a Intercontinental Round Table, have you heard this?
No.
On the pre-show. Intercontinental Round Table Discussion with Randy Orton, Edge, I believe Shawn Michaels, and I don't know if there's another person. On why the Intercontinental title still matters. I believe that's what the show is going to be. J. Just that.
Silence?
Just silence. Randy Orton.
If it was on, why it used to matter.
Randy Orton, Edge, Shawn Michaels, and other former champions.
Which is funny, because when I think of Randy Orton, Edge, and Shawn Michaels, the belt I think of is the IC belt. Yeah, still matters.
I don't know, I clicked on it, but...
You know what? You don't... But this is typical WWE, right? We don't actually do things to make something matter. We just tell you it does, and we think that you believe us. So that's how they do it. Is that Scott Hall? Scott Hall there.
Oh, that's going to be awesome, then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a second, wait. Before WrestleMania, Randy Orton, Chris Jericho, Shawn Michaels, Razor Ramon, Goldust, Pat Patterson, and Bret Hart.
Oh, I see. It's not going to be on Mania. This is just a thing they asked.
Goldust. Yeah, so it's just like, it's not a roundtable discussion. It's just...
It's not a live thing. It's just a WWE.com bullshit thing.
Yeah, it's like clips.
That sucks. No, it's not even clips. It's just
Oh, okay.
It's an article. I thought it was here. I thought this was part of
there's a roundtable, it says.
Yeah. Anyway.
Interesting.
Oh, fucking WrestleMania is tomorrow.
You know, when you have a round table, it's 114 people. That works out, too.
It really does. It's an oval table.
Yeah. I hope so.
You know, WrestleMania is tomorrow, as they said on multiple commercials during the Hall of Fame. For those people who ordered the WWE Network watching the Hall of Fame, that were unclear about this.
Yeah, they didn't know that. If you're watching the Hall of Fame tonight and didn't know that WrestleMania is tomorrow,
yeah,
we're going to remind you 47 times.
Have you seen Making a Murderer yet?
No.
No.
But I hear that guy can't watch WrestleMania.
No, that's true. He can't.
I heard that.
Prison transfer or whatever. He won't be able to watch WrestleMania this year.
Seems. You know, it's not like it's on demand.
Not for him.
damn. Oh. All right. Preview?
Let's preview.
All right.
This mania.
This thing that starts in... 14 hours or whatever. Let's finally preview.
14 hours? Thing. What? No. It's right now it's 10:15 at night.
So it starts in 5 hours.
It starts in 2 hours.
Yes.
On the USA Network.
Yeah. And then ESPN.
With Kalisto and his wife, Sexy Star.
It looked like her. His wife also had a mask on.
Like, yeah. I'm sorry. Like, I understand Kalisto that there's lots of stuff, but, like, if she's just that ugly. That you make her put a mask on wherever you go. I don't know that that's right.
No. But I have considered trying to get you to do that.
Yeah, I got three of them right here.
I know you do. Blue laser masks.
I would gladly wear them.
I know you would. Into Max and everything.
That's right. Well, that was a Rey Mysterio mask.
That's true that you bought from the Honky Tonk Man.
And purchased from the Honky Tonk Man.
Honky Tonk Man will at his table. So whatever the fuck will make him a buck.
Maybe he had a Raven shirt that he was selling.
He doesn't care. He's like, he's at shows with them, and they haven't sold that stuff. And they left it behind.
Yeah.
He's like, oh fuck, I'll just throw it in my bag and sell it.
Sell it later. Someone will.
Like, are you going to throw that out? I can sell that.
Yeah. Well, you learned that from Paul Orndorff eating with him.
Shit. All right. So
you know who's not in the Hall of Fame that B mentioned today that should be in the Hall of Fame? We left him off the list yesterday. It was King Kong Bundy.
Yeah, definitely a Hall of Famer.
So, but yeah, we've got Ryback and Kalisto for the United States Heavyweight Championship of the World. No, just in the United States.
Of the United States. It's the United States. It's the United States Tag Team Champions of the United States.
Yes. Yeah. That's it exactly. It's
that's
the
what
United
it is.
States
of America.
Champion of the United States.
Of America.
USA. That was one of the best parts of the Hall of Fame red carpet, too. They're interviewing someone. I think it's like Randy Orton or something. And all of a sudden you hear in the background, the whole crowd goes, ho!
Well, I saw his wife.
Yeah. And Hacksaw. They're like, oh, I think Maria Menounos goes, I guess Hacksaw is here.
What was it? You said that the new chick that they just hired?
Oh, yeah. She called, I forget her name now, Kelly something.
Yeah.
Something Kelly. I don't know. Kevin Kelly. I don't know.
Yeah. But, Kelly Kevin.
She apparently did this thing on their website for Maria Menounos, who is the host, mm-hmm. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, yeah.
She did this thing. This website or something that does podcasts about TV shows, video podcasts about TV shows, and this chick did Raw So now they've hired her.
She was on the Sam Roberts show. It was Sam and Becky or whatever was the show.
Whatever. Yeah. So anyway, this chick.
In serious
time. She, I don't think she's been hired necessarily by WWE.
Yeah, she has.
Just been, no, not, it's totally different bitches I'm talking
about. Oh, okay.
This person hasn't been hired. This person was just on Maria Menounos' website.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're not talking about
so the Maria Menounos brought her to the Hall of Fame.
You're talking about
so
somebody Maria Menounos brought in.
Maria Menounos and got this chick interviewed. No. Yeah. Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
She's not hot. Anyway.
She was a black hair chick?
She started talking about...
Because this other chick's sort of hot, but not crazy hot.
Yeah. I mean, anyway.
I'd fuck her.
She, but, yeah. Oh. Yeah, I think I blushed. She looked like she had a pulse.
Oh, yeah. What makes you think that matters?
She called Booker T.
London sure looks some bangable tonight, let me tell you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a wig.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, Booker.
Not like my eyes would be open anyways.
It's true. It's true. For shizzle my nizzle.
Alright, so anyways.
She called Booker T a 2-time Hall of Famer. And Booker just rolled with it.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, but it
was probably fucking inevitable. Harlem Heat's going in.
What?
And then, well, all the great teams go in, too, right? Teams go in as well. So
yeah, that's right.
You can make it in. So he can make it in with the so many different teams. Him and Goldust.
The Misfits in Action.
Yeah, Misfits in Action. That's right. Hall of Famers. Every single one of them.
G.I. Bro.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck.
You know. Yeah. So anyways, tomorrow night, so it's going to open up with the Kalisto versus Ryback. So what do you think?
Ryback wins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kalisto's the betting favorite now, but I mean, that's before the odds really,
yeah,
you know, shift.
Shift,
yeah. I don't see the way, any way that Ryback doesn't end up with the belt, which doesn't do anything for that belt, because Ryback was just you Intercontinental Champion, didn't do anything for that belt.
Yes.
So, at least he's going to be a heel, I guess, now. Though he hasn't been, he's like, so far he hasn't been a complete heel, so I could see Kalisto winning.
Yeah.
And that's when Ryback just beats the shit out of him.
And just snaps. That's true. Yeah.
So that could happen.
That could happen.
Possible.
Yeah.
And either way, I won't really care.
No. I'd like Kalisto to have it.
I'd like Kalisto to be wrestling people that you have good matches with.
Yes. I don't know who that would be.
Sure, not Ryback.
Not Ryback. Yeah. And then you got the Total Diva bitches against the Bad and Blonde. Who cares?
Yeah. Good point.
Then the Usos are fighting the Dudley Boys. The latter two. The
Total Divas girls will win, though.
Yeah, of course, because it's a TV show.
Yeah.
Total Divas, and then you got the Usos. Well, I'm sure Brie Bella will get the pin. That's her send off. She's gone. And then
I think Eva Marie gets the pin.
I think Eva Marie goes Bad News Brown on them.
I think during
the match she gets punched in the face or something and doesn't like it.
Maybe
Usos and the Dudleys again doesn't matter. On the pre-show.
No. Usos will win.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's on the pre-show. I understand the Miller-like catfight girls are on the main show.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So that the Dudleys and Usos match needs to be in the pre-show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they have 7 hours of pre-show to fill.
That's true.
Yeah.
The New Day is fighting the League of Nations. Yeah.
I think the question is, who's the new... The New Day's won every match leading into this.
Yeah.
So New Day probably will win. But New Day's won every, like, solo match.
The New Day's?
Every match leading into this.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Even now that they're outgunned and it's a 4-on-3 and they should have somebody coming in to be, like, even in the odds so they finally get the win. No, they just keep winning.
Yeah.
So it's completely, like, it's shitty booking. Because they are not the underdogs going into it because they keep winning even though they got one less man. Who's going to be... Is somebody coming in for them, and who would it be? That's the big, you know, thing.
Yeah.
Could it be, like, Cesaro, or could it be, you know...
Mark Henry?
I think he's in the what do you call it?
Oh, that Battle Royal.
So I don't see that happening.
So here are the following superstars entering the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Such names as Heath Slater, Curtis Axel, Adam Rose, Bo Dallas, The Big Show, Fuck Kane, Tyler Breeze, Mark Henry, Jack Swagger, Fandango, Damian Effin Sandow, Darren Effin Young, Connor, Victor, Goldust, speaking of Darren Young, and R-Truth.
Mm-hmm. So it's a 20-man battle royal, and that's 16 names.
It's a 20-man battle royal?
Yeah, there. It's a Andre the Giant is a 20-man battle royal every year.
What?
It's a 20-man battle royal every year.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
What?
Yeah, 20-man battle royal.
What, since when?
The first 2 years.
No, it was a 30-man battle royal for WrestleMania 30, and then it was a 31-man battle royal last year for WrestleMania 31.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Either way, they have pushed this as a 20-man battle royal.
Okay.
So, that's 16 people.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to see what else. Yeah. There'll definitely be a couple surprises.
Yeah, I guess. It's, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, good point.
What?
Yeah. I'm still saying I'm just going to stick with my prediction, Samoa Joe wins.
My prediction?
Payne.
Who?
Payne.
Who's that?
I just beat you to the punch because I knew who it was going to be. You've watched Rocky III way too many times.
I'm looking at this list here, and I'm going to go with Payne.
Fuck Payne.
Fuck Payne. I just think of window pane, and I look at here, and I see that...
Max Payne.
The biggest window licker I see.
Max Payne, if he comes back and wins it. I see
that would happen. Be a surprise.
That would be.
So who's in this butthole royal that you said, Cesaro?
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
Randall Keith Orton,
yeah.
RVD?
Yeah, could be. He's there.
Samadol.
Haku, because he was there.
Haku is no stranger to battle royal surprises.
You could see, like, a Baron Corbin.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. There was no NXT did their tapings.
One or two of the Wyatts could still be in there. But I think they'll just show up during the Ambrose match.
Yeah, what's the deal with that? There's no...
They're just going to show up during that match and interfere.
Yeah?
Yeah. Which is the way that the Ambrose would win. But then again, they could fuck Ambrose too, not just Lesnar. So who knows? They're just going to show up.
I mentioned Darren Young, right?
Yeah.
But that's just weird.
Titus.
Tight ass. Yeah, okay. So they've been doing it as a 30 man, huh? Weird.
Well, it's
a 20 man, right?
Yeah, they did say 20 man.
Hmm.
So at least that's what I heard. Maybe it wasn't on them. Maybe it was just some website saying it.
Fucking website.
Either way, that's not all the people. 16 people. That's not going to be all the people.
No. That would definitely not be all of the people.
Maybe Enzo and Cass. After all, they weren't a takeover.
No, but they were last night at the NXT, or today at the NXT tapings. They lost to American Alpha.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, why would you?
Yeah.
But it seemed that the NXT tapings, they were largely about women. There was like an Alexa Bliss match, there was an Asuka match, there was a Bayley match, there was an Eva Marie match, there was five women's matches. There was, I think, two tag matches. 3.0 from Chikara was lost to the Revival.
Really?
Yeah. You had Nakamura wrestled, I think, at least twice.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
Yeah, he beat the Drifter or something like that, right?
He beat the Drifter and he beat the Perfect 10.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm going to type up the Andre the Giant...
Battle Royal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's won a whole bunch of them, so it could be... Yeah. It could be anything. But what is it you're looking up just to see how many people
are here? Yeah. I'm going to see how many people are here.
I don't think it... I don't think it's going to say.
But if there's the... Yeah, like Wikipedia would have it.
Oh, yeah. Wikipedia will have it.
Yeah. And Wikipedia is right about everything, Mo.
Wikipedia is right about everything, Addy.
Yes, that's what I said.
Yeah. No, I know. Everything.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
If you're going to repeat me, you don't have to say it.
Yeah, they know.
If we agree, why are we arguing? Okay, it was a 31-man battle royal.
In the first one, okay.
In the first one.
Okay.
So let's move on to this other.
So this has to be a 33 man. I don't think last year's we were there. There's no way there was that.
We were sort of there. Fucking Levi's Stadium. I hate you so much.
Well, then again, I forgot to miss something. So we got there for Hideo Itami. We saw enough.
So much. It was 30 men last year.
Okay. So this year they have to add 14 more men.
Yeah. It's like Kelly Kelly Saturday night.
Sheldon Story is going to beat the shit out of us someday.
No. He played in Edmonton. He's not that smart.
So anyways...
And his wife's a whore.
She's just friendly.
What?
So anyways, AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho.
Yeah, that's Chris Jericho kid. He's showing some promise, like Austin Aries.
Yeah. A little younger than Aries, I think.
Yeah, AJ obviously will win this.
I'm pretty sure this is not now going to be the blow-off to the feud. I'm pretty sure you're going to see like...
Why do we have to keep talking about Kelly Kelly?
I'm pretty sure what you're going to see is like a submission match or something like that at Extreme Rules, and that'll be the final match of the feud.
With AJ,
which means that Jericho could win, but I doubt it. I just think AJ's going to keep winning, and it doesn't matter because Chris Jericho can lose a billion times.
Yeah.
And because he's Chris Jericho, and he's got so much tenure and legendary status, and he's so good on the mic and charismatic, he can lose a million matches, and it just doesn't matter.
Well, I'm going to go with he can lose a million matches, and it just doesn't matter.
All right. So,
but yeah, he, Jericho and Styles, fine. That's good. Just, I don't care. Either way, Styles has to win.
Yeah. But I'm expecting a 3.5-star match.
Or more. Or the show, this could be the show stealer.
Could be.
You have the Intercontinental, ladder match. Or as I'm calling it, what the fuck.
Yeah, so I think Zayn was belt.
Owen, Zayn, Ziggler, Ryder, Sin Cara, Miz, and Stardust.
The thing is, even though they know Zayn hasn't been getting much of a reaction, when they saw how great that match is last night, I think they know that he has talent. So I think this is their way of trying to see now if they can... I think they'll try and see if they can build him and make him a star. And this ladder match is going to be the kickoff to that, I think.
Yeah.
And he'll defend against Owens at Extreme Rules. And that might even be a one-on-one ladder match.
Well, so part of it is that, like, this is... The World Wrestling Federation.
It is?
It's 2016.
I think it's the World Wrestling Entertainment.
Ah, see, but then, if that was true, it would be entertaining.
I think this WrestleMania is going to be very entertaining, actually.
There's going to be some shit going down.
That's the thing, right? There's going to be a lot of surprises or people there.
Maybe.
Are potentially going to do something.
Maybe.
So, plus you're going to see some crazy stunts and shit.
I don't know how much...
Including a rumor of a 45-foot drop from the top of the Titantron in the stadium.
Yeah. Well, Pete Gassi's there.
True.
I just look at the fact that I think... I don't know. I get this gut feeling because I just... I have this feeling that because for the last year...
Yeah.
Really. The last year or so. Like, wrestling sucked.
Most. Well, no. Wrestling hasn't. WWE has.
Sure. But that's, okay, WWE, or WrestleMania, right? So WWE's largely
sucked.
Sucked.
And I think, coming out of this, they could suck for a long time.
Look.
But that doesn't mean they won't give us a good 4-hour show.
I think it does. I think that, like, we're talking about, it's funny.
It's only smoke and mirrors.
Well, he's gonna come back. After he doesn't win the Intercontinental title.
He's tweeted that, but that doesn't mean anything. I think it's pretty happening pretty soon. He's becoming Cody Rhodes again. Thank God.
The thing is on the Edge and Christian show, well, I like Stardust.
Who are people gonna get hand jobs from then?
Yes. It's hilarious, actually. Even when he's talking to the kids there.
He was.
It's great.
Yeah.
But the thing is, people are expecting these surprises.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know that WWE can deliver the level of expectation because I don't know who's out there.
I think they can. I think you're surprised.
I don't think I will be surprised.
Look, even if it's like John Cena is going to be there,
John Cena inducted Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, he'll be at WrestleMania in some form.
Yes.
And it will be a moment, I'm sure it'll be a moment that will get a big reaction.
Sure.
Like, you know, I mean, what will it be? I don't know. But it's like, it doesn't have to be, you know, Kurt Angle.
It does, actually.
No, it doesn't.
It does. Yes, it does. No. And this is, yes, because what you need is you need new people to freshen the shit up. Because it's Paul, but you don't need the same old shit.
All you need is to freshen shit up, all you need is Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking about last night, as great as Nakamura was, as great as that match was, the more and more I think about it, it's like the real star of the show, though, the guy who's had the most impressive performance was Samoa Joe.
Yes.
And it's he doesn't have the charisma of Nakamura, but he has more of an aura, like that menace in aura.
Yeah,
so that he has that and charisma. So, it's so unique.
I just think Joe will be great on, would be better served on Raw than I don't know what he could do. I mean, if he comes
but
great.
But even if it's there instead of at Mania, people won't care.
I'm just saying, to come out of WrestleMania.
Last year they had a half-hour segment with Rousey and The Rock we didn't see coming.
Great.
Which, yeah, it's like nothing really happened. It led to nothing.
No.
But it was great.
Yes.
That's all it needs to be.
And
whatever The Rock's going to do, even if The Rock talks for 20 minutes, it'll be fucking great.
Yes. And you had...
And I don't care if he's cutting a promo on Rusev and Lana again, like he did before. It'll be fucking great, because he's just going to be great.
And you had DX versus the NWO.
Yeah.
Which is the greatest moment in WrestleMania history.
It was awesome.
But I just look at the fact that, everybody's got these surprise things come on. Yeah, Rock is going to do something. As I said yesterday, I don't consider that a surprise. I consider The Rock is going to be on the show and do something great.
Yeah.
If The Rock doesn't, so that's my expectation.
Yeah.
Right? So The Rock is going to be on the show and do something great. The crowd reacting to Hunter and Roman Reigns would be great.
Yeah.
Ambrose and Lesnar should be, you know, good.
It'll be violent.
Yeah. Shane McMahon and The Undertaker is a spectacle.
Yeah.
And AJ Styles is so...
There's enough on there where I'm like, most of those segments will entertain me in some way or another, be it either a good match, or be it the crowd reaction, or be it the crazy shit that's going to happen.
Yes.
It'll be enough that those will entertain me. So I'm like, okay, now I'm entertained.
Right.
Now all I need is if you throw in a Rock talking for 20 minutes and being awesome,
mm-hmm.
and one other surprise, it doesn't even have to be a huge surprise, just has to complete the package of the show, you'll probably be... they can put together one night that's this important, a four-hour entertaining show. And then the Raw the next night will be the best show of the year because of the crowd.
Yes.
And then after that, we get... the WWE going back to being the WWE, and that's when we should be afraid.
Very afraid?
Very afraid.
Well, I look at it, and I just think that, so then we get... surprises aside, this Intercontinental...
Reigns is going to turn heel, I'm sure, either at WrestleMania or... the next night on Raw, which is how I do it.
You think Sami Zayn is going to win?
I think so.
I think Kevin Owens is going to win.
Okay.
But it's between those two because the rest of them are fucks. If any of the other people win this Intercontinental title round table, fuck you.
Yeah.
Then you get the Czech Championship,
which I think will be a very good match.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think Charlotte will retain, but I think most people are thinking Sasha.
Yeah.
So I don't think Becky has any chance.
No, not now. She'll get hers. She'll get hers like
maybe
this time next year, I think.
I don't know. I think she's Natty. I think Natty has held about once, like, 2008.
Yeah.
You know? And they just see her as somebody who's, like, a really good wrestler who isn't good enough looking or whatever to be the actual champion, so they'll never actually make her the thing. I think that's where they see Becky.
But I think more than ever, they're going to, with these women, if someone gets a good crowd reaction, they'll go with it a little bit. And I think Becky could get that after a while. It's not going to be now.
So does Natalya. It doesn't seem to matter.
I don't think Natalya really gets it.
I see Becky. Becky's the one who will fall off.
Three of them. But yeah. I could still see her not getting lost in the shuffle yet. Shane and Undertaker. Heck in the sec. It's maybe going on last.
Probably is going on last. And probably should. Like I said, I don't know if it's Shane doing a 45-foot drop from the top of the... Titantron at the Levi Stadium, that makes sense, but on the other hand...
AT&T Stadium.
AT&T, what did I say?
Levi.
Oh, fucking bastards. I hate them so much. You got them in my head. Yeah, in Dallas, AT&T Stadium. Yeah. I don't know.
I think maybe
that would be outside the cage. You're supposed to be inside the cage.
Oh, yeah, right. So then they won't.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't get out of the cage.
Never.
No. Yeah.
Two-man or one-man leads.
Shane will try to do something stupid. And
so here's the thing. I mean, on Raw, people enjoyed the Shane McMahon giving him the elbow drop through the table. And he got an impressive leap up there.
Yeah.
You didn't see it, though, yet.
I didn't.
He threw some punches, then he jumps up to the top rope, and he gives him the elbow. He doesn't really... He gets great height, mm-hmm. and yet he comes short. He barely hit the elbow part.
Got him good in the eye.
But it that was with the monitor.
Oh,
earlier.
Okay,
that's how he laid him out.
I see.
But barely hit him with the elbow. But he still got great height. He just didn't get enough way across. But he was breathing so heavy. I'm watching him. I'm going, you're carrying him. He carries a ton of body weight, and he's 46. I don't care how much he works out or whatever. His cardio sucks. Like, he's going to blow up 5 minutes in. He's going to be blown up.
Yeah.
Like, he could barely move after that, and it wasn't the landing. It was being just, he was short of breath.
Yeah.
I mean, Hunter blows up, too, but he knows how to work around it. Yes. Shane doesn't.
No.
So, I mean, I'm expecting that could hurt the match a lot. But he still do something crazy.
Thanks for that expert analysis. Fucking 49-year-old executive.
46.
Yeah. That could hurt the match. You think?
Yeah. I think if he gets blown up like that, yeah.
That's true.
In the past, at least he didn't get blown up.
You know what?
In the past, he wouldn't get blown up.
The sun will come up tomorrow. This just in.
Yeah. But I think that could... But, I mean, people's expectations for the match, crazy stuff will happen. So, really, the question is, how will they work around his cardio? I'm sure they'll actually work around his cardio to some degree. But... we talk about smoke and mirrors.
They're gonna get past his cardio three ways.
Okay. Yeah.
Rodney, Joey Abs, Pete Gass.
Not all of them will be there.
Mean Street Posse.
No, not all of the Bald Street Posse will be there.
Are they dead?
Maybe one of them.
No, you need the posse.
No.
Yeah, you do.
If you can get two out of the three, that'd be impressive.
Yeah, that's a posse.
It still won't matter. Yeah.
What? It won't matter.
Hunter could show up in this match. John Cena could show up in this match. Even Roman Reigns could show up in this match.
Eric Bischoff
could show up
in this match. That was the man they call Bees Theory.
And it's not impossible. There's a...
Diamond Cutter?
No, I don't see that one happening.
What? Five-Star Frog Splash?
No, I don't see that one happening.
Van Terminator?
No.
Double Van Terminator?
Actually, maybe. Now that you mention that... It's not impossible. That's possible.
Lita?
No. Corey Graves?
Corey Graves?
No.
Nikolai Volkoff still wearing that red suit?
Could be.
He was there tonight wearing the red suit.
Of course he was. He's the only one he has.
They want to get Jim Duggan involved because of the reaction he got tonight. But Matt just died. Send out Duggan.
I mean, obviously Shane, Stephanie, Vince, Stephanie. Like, there's gonna be
Shane gets involved.
I could see Kane getting involved, honestly.
Oh, fuck.
Like, there's so much that's gonna possibly happen and go on with this, so.
Jake Roberts.
The League of Nations.
Superfly Snooker.
Could be getting involved, the entire League of Nations.
Bundy. Orton.
Is the League of Nations in that? They're in that, that match, that's right.
Against the New Day.
New Day.
See, here's what you do. Partway through the match, Superfly Snuka comes out, and Undertaker takes care of him. Then Jake Roberts comes out.
Makes sense.
Undertaker takes care of him.
Yeah.
And then some guy in a mask wearing a giant fur costume comes out.
Great Khali.
Yes. Undertaker takes care of him. And then Bundy comes out.
That's right.
And Undertaker just takes care of him.
Or then, I could come out there.
That's... Yeah. What are you still doing here?
Then Nash. I gotta lose weight by tomorrow.
Then. That's true. So you're running to Dallas. Then Nash comes in.
Yeah.
Undertaker takes care of him.
Yeah. So this isn't gonna happen, but I am actually thinking, I think most people at this point are expecting Shane to to win. Because storyline wise, that's what makes the most sense. And also, Shane has, I'd say on Raw, it was about 60-40 for Shane. And it might even be more that night. Though we'll see. It's kind of weird. We'll see whether or not the crowd really, they could be silent. But I don't think they will be. I don't actually think they will be that. I think they'll be more for Shane. I'm predicting The Undertaker, though, having gotten laid out on Monday, winning. Knowing how they book, I think Shane doesn't, unless it's some angle that Shane is, you know, like joining with Vince or something like that to screw Undertaker and also the Stephanie and Hunter out of control of the show, and they end up with SmackDown, you know, NXT SmackDown still, which is possible, but. I actually think Undertaker, if I was to just go straight up, I think Undertaker wins.
The problem that I have...
But the reason I want to see it, though, is because I actually don't know. So it's like, okay, I want to see it, because I don't know.
The problem that I have...
Something crazy will happen, and I don't know.
The problem with
the build has sucked, but it doesn't matter if the build has sucked, because the match itself is interesting that day.
I'm going to kind of cut it. Oh. But the thing with Shane and Taker I can't come up with a scenario, and I've heard a billion of them. Mostly from B.
He's pretty fucking obsessed with this match. Yes,
but none of them excite me.
No.
It's like they could do this. Yeah.
Okay, but you know what? But if the execution and the moment and the crowd reaction and all that stuff is good.
Terry Gordy's dead.
Execution. But if everything comes together in the moment, even if it's like, okay, it doesn't sound exciting then, at that moment it could be good.
No, but the
outcome.
Doesn't
mean it'll be good. It doesn't, no, nothing's good in the outcome. We already said WrestleMania, the Raw the next night because of the crowd, and then you're fucked for the next 50 weeks.
But everybody's trying to figure it out. Like, why does Shane win? Why does Undertaker win? What comes of it? What's the reason that this happens? What's going to do it? What are they going to do? Who's going to come in? What's going to happen? I've said I may be wrong, but I don't see... There are no scenarios where I get excited about it. Anything in the match or in the outcome.
I can get excited about seeing the match. I'm sure you'll
be
and I can get excited
Shane
to see Raw.
Shane goes flying off the...
Yeah, they'll be that's all you can expect. Can you expect good entertainment from the WWE over the next 50 weeks?
I'm not expecting about 50 weeks. I'm even talking about tomorrow.
They'll give you a good fun show. They'll give you one fun show, and the next night the crowd will give you a fun show, and then you're fucked.
I'm just talking about what they're going to do, okay? And they're going to have Shane win, let's say.
Okay.
And then Shane's going to come out, and he's going to be on 45 minutes of the show on Monday.
Okay.
I don't like that.
I don't care, because on that night, 45 minutes of the show will be him... will be the crowd chanting funny shit for 45 minutes while he's on.
Yeah, but
and for the other two and a half hours. And then it won't matter because they'll suck.
Guess what?
What?
We're not there.
So?
So we're not going to hear fuck all about what the crowd chants.
Oh, no, that's not true. No.
Down
no,
it goes. Half no, the shit, no, no. half the... You think they had half the shit... of the you fuck Cena, you fuck Usos.
Well, they didn't chant that. They chanted sucked.
It was and chanted. It was chanted that night.
Well, you chanted that. Everybody else was chanting sucked. And yes, when I watched it at home, that was totally
not as long.
On
I mean, the
yeah, you, it was.
And even the wave, totally even was. The wave, they went in.
They
on
tried
it,
to ignore it a little bit, but you can only do so much. The crowd is great, anyways, and it makes for a great show. And it's been like that the last 4 years.
The show will be great. Monday will be great.
It'll
I'm just
great.
Saying.
And then you're fucked.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. So just enjoy the actual... enjoy WrestleMania if they can put on... give you something fun that day.
Yes.
And they can give you something... which they probably will do. And they'll give you something fun on Monday.
I like
the
Battle
Royal.
I like,
that's it.
I like Battle Royals. I think the women's match will be okay. The Jericho Styles match will be okay. The ladder match... not... really jazzed with the ladder match.
There'll be something insane during it, so it'll be fun. It's just too many jobbers.
Too many jobbers, so I don't really care. But you know what? I've seen enough. I've seen a billion ladder matches, and they all do insane shit, so I'm not really into this.
It'll be like the one last year. It'll be about as good as
that,
which was okay.
I wasn't really into that one.
Yeah, it's all right.
So I won't be into this one. Shane and Undertaker, it's... we'll watch Shane flop off the top of the building.
Sure.
That'll be fine.
Ambrose and Brock will be fun.
Yeah, the higher up the card you get, the more, you know what
and,
I mean?
And
the crowd will, with Roman...
It'll be interesting to see how that all goes down.
And that's the part that I'm most kind of curious about, is does Roman turn?
Roman, I think Roman, to me, the reason you turn Roman, it's not even so much because the crowd wants to, like, well, it is because the crowd wants to do it, but it's not, it's like, the reason, it's always been a babyface territory, right? Like,
yes.
Like, since the 70s, or if not earlier.
I think the
WWF was a babyface territory. And it always was. Bruno, Backlund, Hogan.
We start with Bruno, right? But I mean,
yeah.
That was from, yeah.
And yeah, it's a babyface territory, and that's always how they make the money. But the thing is, the reason why that is because the babyface you have is more popular than the heel you have is hated. So what I mean is, the reason why that works is because Hulk Hogan as a babyface was more popular, as good a heel as Ted DiBiase was. Ted DiBiase wasn't hated more than Hogan was loved. If he was, then that's where the money would be. Instead, because
well,
Hogan
was...
Well, that's
where the money was, because he was the million-dollar man.
Good point. But that's why the money, actually, with the attendance figures, the merchandise sales, all that stuff, the ticket sales, all that stuff goes towards Hogan. So now you have a situation with Roman Reigns, where you have a chance to actually have a heel who's hated more than your most popular wrestler.
No, but that's the fucking...
I think so.
No, I don't. Because... No, because the second he turns heel, people will cheer that he's turned heel.
No, they will cheer at that moment, and then after that, if they do it right, well, there you go.
See?
I'm sorry.
We're just talking this out.
I'm sorry.
The thing is, so...
I could do it right. I could book a year's worth of storylines with Roman Reigns as a heel.
I think we have.
Like, you know what I would do? I would turn him heel, and then I'd have him talk about... How there's no, you don't like me. You guys are picking somebody else. You don't like that I'm picked. I'm not picked. I'm just better. The guys you love will never beat me for the belt. And I have, and then Cesaro's music hits and challenges him. And I have him go against Cesaro at Extreme Rules because he beat Cesaro, but Cesaro's loved, and that'll maintain his heel heat.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
No, see, that's the thing about him is he's got 4 or 5. Really big money matches, right? You got Reigns as a heel against Lesnar, which is a big money match.
Yes.
Against The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Against Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Against Seth Rollins. And against John Cena. You got those. And then you got all the other stuff that you can do. You could only have to face them once each. You can fill in the rest of the year, the other 7 months with... You know, him, well, not even rematches. No, because I fucking hate rematches. They just water it down. Maybe you do one rematch for something that was fun, like 4 months later. But you also got your AJ Styles there. You got Chris Jericho who could turn babyface again and face him for the belt.
Mm.
You got, you know, it's a B pay-per-view, right? You got your money matches. Then in between, you can have him against one of the Usos
for fuck's sake.
Yeah, there are.
They're all fucking $9.99.
Not the way they treat it. They treated SummerSlam like it was something way more important than they fucking treated Over the Edge. So it doesn't fucking matter. No, anyways, the point being...
They still all cost $9.99.
No, they're the ones that matter are the ones right before the fucking... when they're going to count the subscription number.
Yeah.
So those are your major ones.
There's
where
you
three of them. Because there's three or four of them.
There's three.
Three?
Okay. There's SummerSlam, there's Royal Rumble, and there's WrestleMania.
Okay. But either way, you can give him against one of the Usos in one of those months and if you tell the storyline right.
Sure.
You know,
there
the
you
point
go again.
Exactly. There you go again. That's the thing about Reigns is, as a heel, he has money matches. As a babyface, who's he gonna face?
Oh, Sheamus.
Bray Wyatt, Kevin Owens. Maybe he would still face a Brock Lesnar and a John Cena, but it's not the same. I don't think so. Strowman. Strowman in 6 months is the great colleague.
I just think that I just look at even on that ride along that Jake's were talking about. I'd marry Strowman because he's so funny.
Yeah.
It's like, oh fuck.
I could actually see, and again, they could end up with
be funny in front of Stephanie.
That's
all he has to do.
But I could see, what's his name? Strowman against Lesnar still, more likely than Reigns. But who knows?
I just look at Roman, The way I do it is SummerSlam. Everything leads to SummerSlam 2017. In that you do, actually, I just got some ideas about how to book, Roman.
I told you.
Roman Reigns. That's what, you know, he faces at SummerSlam.
This year?
Yeah.
I would have him a face at SummerSlam, either Ambrose or Cena.
Oh, see, I wouldn't go to either one of them.
Okay.
I would go to your SummerSlam guy. Your SummerSlam main eventer.
Mm-hmm.
Is Roman Reigns against The Undertaker.
You could do that too.
Because that's, you get that out of the way.
Yeah, that's great.
Big match, you get that out
of the way. See, there's another one. You just came up with another one.
Yeah. I do Cena and, Roman,
I'd probably do Lesnar at next year's Mania. And I don't have them touching to
that. But is he the champion?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't take the belt off him. I have him continue to beat the guys people would love, because that's what will maintain the heel heat.
Then, yeah, you can't do the, yeah, that's true, you couldn't do it.
Like I say, Cesaro's perfect as the first guy, because people will be so happy when he's back, you know, who get a massive reaction, and they'll be highly, really into that match. And when he loses, people will hate Reigns for that.
I just perfect. Can't, yeah. I'd like to see The Rock and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, but you can't, if he's a champ, you can't really make that work.
I think you could, but again,
you could, but
he would beat The Rock, though.
Yeah, of course.
So, what does it matter?
The Rock's at WrestleMania. I don't have The Rock in at Payback or Royal Rumble.
No,
or,
Rock at WrestleMania, Rock's challenging for the title. What's wrong with that?
Then Rock has to win the Royal Rumble.
No, he doesn't.
Well, I don't want to do that shit again. I fucking hate that bullshit. They did it this year. They do it too much. The fucking winner of the Rumble goes on to fucking WrestleMania. Just do that. They really need to do that for like the next 5-6 years.
Okay, so The Rock wins the Royal Rumble. Who cares?
Okay, well, then, yeah, that's fine. If he's going to do that, that's fine. I just, the odds of him doing that are, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is like, that adds a wrinkle. But Brock Lesnar, that's fine too.
Yeah.
You know, that's okay.
Lesnar wins the Rumble.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's what I would do.
And then, yeah, then you can do the following
stuff. And have him defend against Ambrose appropriately. I don't see that SummerSlam, Ambrose against him at
do Rock and Reigns.
At probably,
SummerSlam.
And well, Rollins probably at Survivor Series, Ambrose at Royal Rumble, you know, and then fill in the rest. Yeah, just, yeah, it's so easy. So he has so many opponents. I love the idea of Undertaker, actually. That's great.
That's the other one, right?
It's just, or even, you know, you could even do the Undertaker. Yeah, Undertaker at a Royal Rumble, because you could make it, okay, I'm not going to be at WrestleMania. I mean, because I lost this match or whatever. So I got to win the belt at Royal Rumble, because that way there's no way you can keep me off WrestleMania. Right?
Oh, I see. Is that what happens? The Undertaker has to retire if he loses again?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Oh, okay.
When did they do that?
2 weeks ago. Oh, fuck. Vince McMahon came out and said, Undertaker's my bitch. So here's what I'm going to do.
Oh, good.
He is going to, if he loses this match, he will never wrestle at WrestleMania again. So it's the Legacy versus the against WrestleMania. Not he'll be forced to retire, but WWE will wrestle at WrestleMania again. So again, his theory is, I'm going to make this, the Undertaker have to win because he has so much to fight for.
So thanks to stipulation, Undertaker will also be barred from competing at WrestleMania ever again.
Yeah.
God, that's... I hate this match even more.
I've had a few weeks to absorb this, because I had that same reaction when I found out.
I hate this
but
even
I've
more.
Had a few weeks to absorb this.
Yeah, so you hate it 30 times more now? Because I feel that with that stipulation, I'm going to hate this match even more with every growing second. And at least now I've only got
It's another reason why I think The Undertaker wins, though. It's another reason why I think The Undertaker wins. I don't think that if Undertaker's going to lose his last match,
I look at this, though, is like this is supposed to, when you put in these stipulations, it's supposed to increase.
Because he's going
to
be in Europe wrestling.
But it increases.
He's going to be wrestling with a Big Show against Strowman.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
He
can never wrestle at WrestleMania ever.
He just,
but just at WrestleMania.
So his last match ever is going to be at SummerSlam or Royal Rumble? doesn't make any fucking sense that that's where his retirement... retirement match has to be an Undertaker.
Yes.
But if it's not his retirement match, then fuck it. This, that, yes. He's going
to
win.
That's what I'm saying. These stipulations are supposed to garner interest. I think it's stupid now.
I know it doesn't do it for me and you so much, but I don't know that it doesn't for some people. Though then again, when they announced it, I didn't get the feeling that it really...
Like, Jesus Christ. Really you have...
Jumped on it.
You have... You have Shane McMahon against The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Okay, that's gimmick enough.
Yes.
Now it's inside of a cell.
Yes,
let's
it is.
Let's add a gimmick. Now, let's add a stipulation that if Shane wins, he'll get control of Raw.
Yeah.
And then, so, oh good. Oh no, no, now we gotta do something with Taker. Wins or loses. What the fuck? Like, my brain hurts. Like, maybe that's what they were talking about when they say, like, there's going to be a surprise at WrestleMania, that everybody, a name everybody's going to know, that it's Vince Russo has been booking for the last 2 months.
They're pretty desperate to get something that really gets people excited. And so they're going heavy on what they're doing on this. Hell in the Cell. Raw, getting Raw, and like I say, it doesn't make any sense that you'd only want Raw. Why would you only want 50% of the company?
Well, that actually makes sense.
Unless,
because that's the only show I watch.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's not about what you watch. Like if you're,
yes, it is.
No, it isn't. But if you're in Shane McMahon's situation, it doesn't make sense you would go for it unless the plan is to split them. Right. So again, there's enough reason, but they're giving you enough reason to think you could go either way. And they're loading it up. They're putting stipulation on stipulation on stipulation on stipulation. And that day they're going to have interference and like every. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. It's going to be a spectacle, and I think
it's going to be a test.
If nothing else, I think I won't be bored. Even if I'm laughing at it, and going, "Oh, they're fucking this up." I think I'll be laughing in an entertaining way, going and fucking it up. I can't wait to talk about this on the podcast.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah, tune in tomorrow night, everyone, to find out how they fucked it. Because you used the word if. Let's find out how this went horribly wrong.
Horribly wrong.
And it's just, I don't know, I can't, I hate to be dumping on it, because there are, so as I said, there's AJ and Jericho, there's Ambrose and Lesnar, there's the women's match, there's going to be the Triple H Roman Reigns thing.
And it doesn't matter, because they already gave me this incredible takeover the day before. I don't really give a fuck what that takeover, that Nakamura match made owning the network for the entire year worth it.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we got our money's worth.
Yeah,
exactly. A lot of people got their free show, money's worth.
I'm not too hot on that, but the way you can get it for free. What? That's what Steve Austin basically said at the end of the Foley podcast.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap it up and go OUT because we're going to be back tomorrow night.
It's true.
We have set it up.
We have this is our WrestleMania preview, so we'll be back after 7 or 8 hours of professional wrestling action. Or probably not. I don't know how many hours of action that'll be.
But not action. But it'll be whatever.
It'll be total stopping action.
If nothing else, we can watch Evolve while bullshit is happening.
That's true.
That's true. Evolves from the last couple of days. All right.
But go to WeTalkWrestling.com. Go to @WeTalkWrestling on Twitter and Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. There's the iTunes. There's the Stitcher. There's the TuneIn Radio motherfucking app. So that's going to do it. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey. So, we off air?
Oh, yeah.
So tell me, just seriously, between you and me now, okay, do you actually think they're going to fuck it up?
Fuck, I hate Levi's Stadium.